Good morning. A storm system riding up the eastern seaboard will be close enough to push snow into interior New York and New England. The big question is how far back to the north and west from the coast accumulating snow will occur. Right now, I think we'll get a little coating of snow up to an inch in parts of the eastern Catskills, the greater Capital District, and into central Vermont. North toward the Canadian border, west into the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills along the I-88 corridor will remain dry with just a few flurries possible. To the south and east, in the middle and lower Hudson Valley and parts of the Rensselaer Hills in southern Vermont, as much as 1 to 3 inches of snow will fall, and 1 to 3 inches in parts of Berkshire County and the Litchfield Hills, including the Taconics. As we head closer to central New England, from Hartford up to Springfield, points east toward Worcester, as much as 4 to 8 inches of snow could fall with this storm as it tracks north and east and to the south and east of Long Island and Cape Cod through the morning and into the early part of the afternoon. Deeper into the day, the storm will pull out and things will dry out from west to east. We'll even have a return to sunshine, especially in northern and central New York. But even in eastern New York and western New England, we'll get some sunshine before the day is through, as temperatures top out in the middle and upper 30s on average. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight. It'll turn colder with lows in the teens and lower 20s. This will set us up for a nice weekend. High pressure will be in control tomorrow, with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds as a weak disturbance approaches from the Great Lakes. High temperatures, though, will reach up to around 40 out ahead of this front. The front will come through on Saturday night and early Sunday morning, maybe with a few flurries, but it's moisture-starved. And behind the front, a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday afternoon, with highs in the upper 30s. Colder air flowing in on Monday, mostly cloudy but mainly dry in the lower 30s before another system heads toward us from the mid-Atlantic on Tuesday. Right now it looks like this system's going to have trouble getting organized, so a major storm does not look like it's in the offing, but it's far enough out that we'll keep track of this through the weekend and early next week. Either way, we'll go with some light snow possible on Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the lower to mid-30s before much colder air works its way in for the end of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings are out for eastern New England for the same storm that'll affect the rest of us. The heaviest snow totals will be from 495 west toward the Worcester area, where 4 to 8 inches will accumulate. The storm will also clip down east Maine with 8 to 12 inches of snow. Winter weather advisories, meanwhile, have been issued from New York City south into the mid-Atlantic for New Jersey, easternmost Pennsylvania, and Delaware, with 2 to 4 inches of snow expected in these locations. And parts of the northern plains into the northern Rockies are under a high wind warning today. Wind gusts in some places will reach 60 miles per hour, with 75 mile per hour wind gusts possible. Blowing snow from recent storms will be an issue, lowering visibilities in some locations. The conditions out Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow and fog, 10 degrees with a west wind at 15 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 36 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 34 degrees, the dew point 23. 64% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.13 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Vero Beach, Florida, to a low of 26 below zero at Gunnison and Lake George, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, snow 1 to 3 inches in the upper 30s, Boston, snow and wind 5 to 9 inches in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a few snow showers in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 57 degrees, the low 36, the average temperature 47, that's 23 degrees above normal. A trace of rain yesterday, no snow, and zero for the month, which is 1.9 inches of snow below normal. And with the 5.5 inches for the season, that puts us at 31.1 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 59 set in 1890, and the record low 15 below zero in 1918. Sunrise this morning, 7:06 a.m. Sunset this evening at 5:13 p.m. 10 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds giving way to partly sunny skies this afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, snow this morning, heavy at times, then clouds giving way to partly sunny skies late this afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds giving way to partly sunny skies this afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper teens to around 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, snow this morning, then cloudy skies giving way to partly sunny skies late this afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Some light snow this morning, giving way to partly sunny skies this afternoon, with highs in the middle 30s. Partly cloudy skies tonight, with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to some clouds near 40. A flurry or a snow shower on Saturday night, a mix of sun and clouds Sunday in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, lower 30s Monday, a chance of light snow Tuesday, lower 30s. Scattered snow showers Wednesday in the mid-30s, and breezy and much colder Thursday with highs in the lower 20s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.